Blog Talk Radio.
Miami.
Beverly.
Good morning. Who else?
Francine, Renee, Antioch,
Los Angeles. Good morning. Who else is on the line?
Richard Stewart, Indiana.
Antioch,
Indiana. Good morning. Who else?
Deborah Abiwakoye, Arlington, Texas.
Texas. Good morning. Who else is out there?
Williams, Texas.
Good morning, Texas. Who else?
Still, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, good morning. Who else is out there?
Brooklyn, New York.
New Jersey, good morning. Who else?
Brooklyn, New York.
New York, good morning. Who else?
Detroit.
Good morning, Detroit. Who else is on the line?
Ohio.
Ohio, good morning. Who else is out there? Good morning, Texas.
St. Louis.
Good morning,
Houston.
Orlando.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning and happy Wednesday to you. Isn't it a beautiful Wednesday already? Wouldn't you agree? This is Marcia Pruitt, still in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where we had a wonderful, wonderful event last night with Coach Tomer, James Pruitt, and we even had Bob Proctor from The Secret. Wow, but I don't think anything was as special as all the people that I met last night. It was just so exciting meeting all of you and meeting all of your guests, getting a chance to tell your guests our story. Thank you. Thank you for coming out and making that event very, very special. Well, we're going to quickly go through our announcements. As you know, this is our Jet Set Team Blitz call, and as you know, we are blitzing all the way to convention, and we only have a few days left, so we got to get busy. Let me go ahead and quickly go through some of our announcements. Hey, I want to make sure that you guys are aware, as we are blitzing to convention, this is the month. If you haven't already, get all of your team back to the CRTA, the Certified RTA trainings. You probably have one going on locally in your area this weekend. You go again, you get your team back out, and have them go again as well. It's a great way to blitz towards the convention. Make sure that we're using all of our tools. We've got a Jet Set 24-hour hotline that's got all the steps of our system listed right there. You can press 1, press 2, press 3, and press 4. Here's the number, 512-404-1255. 50. That's the Jet Set 24-hour hotline. That line works even when you are sleeping. We'll make sure and have at least two people. Two people that you're going to meet today, we'll point them to the call tonight. Now, tonight the call is going to be on the company line at 8:30 Central Time and 9:30 Eastern Time. There will be a great business presentation being done by James Pruitt, Roland Atours, and Craig Sweet. So you'll want to make sure and have at least two people on, new people on, so that they can listen to that awesome business presentation. And when you have Spanish-speaking prospects, please get them on this line tonight. Now, the Spanish opportunity call happens tonight at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? Now, that's going to be done by our Spanish-speaking director, Fabian Martinez, and our multiple $10,000 dream bonus earners, Noah and Linda Matos. So make sure and have at least two new Spanish-speaking friends on the call tonight. We only have a few days left towards convention. You still have an opportunity. You and your team that are already on your people are already on your team, you still have an opportunity to still get in at a good price up until Monday. We want to make sure and get all of our new people to the YTB convention that's taking place August 6th through the 10th in St. Louis. Believe me, it will be awesome. You will want all of your team there. The announcements are going to be great, and the instruction and the inspiration is going to be great. And here, I even have something else for you. The YTB University, make sure you're in on that. Make sure that you've registered. Get your team registered. Check out those classes. Recommend classes that they should go to. And, of course, I want to recommend the Jet Set directors. We all have great classes that James and Marcia approved of teaching, too. So make sure and go ahead and register for the YTB University. And we are going to have our Jet Set Awards and Recognition Series, just the Jet Set team. Just the Jet Set team is going to be there. We're going to be awarding and recognizing our team. It's going to go ahead and mark your calendar because it's going to happen Friday night, August 8th. So now that's an extracurricular event, okay? That's not something that's going to be on the YTV, you know, list of events happen. That's just a team event that we're doing off to the side. I just want you to go ahead and mark your calendars for that. I think we're all ready to go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and bring on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite circle of champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. And let's greet him this morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to all of you across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, champions. Good morning, power team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors. Good morning, Jet Set all over the world. Top of the morning to you. Marcia, all of us can feel your smile coming through the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure, as always, to speak to such a distinguished group of individuals that absolutely want it more than anyone else they know. If you're on this call at this hour, that means that you really want something special. This call is designed to help you go from being good to being great. Yes, Marcia, all of us are still tingling from the event last night. You know, I'm tingling still from the Harvest is 20 cruise, and we had the event there in West Palm Beach, and then the event there last night in Sunrise, Florida. It's just, you know, event after event, and I'm telling you, I'm absolutely full up, just full. It's no wonder when you go out and talk to people, they hear something special. They hear something different in you when you're attending these events and you're staying plugged in. You know, it's just special last night to see Coach Tolman, the type of friends that he's got, friends like Bob Proctor, friends like Ron Head. You know, last night's event was so absolutely powerful. Marcia, what I was so proud of were the directors, the Jet Set directors, all of the people that were there last night, you know, just to have thousands and thousands and thousands of people that really get it, that really understand the opportunity that all of us have right here, sitting there for us to take advantage. And I just look at the income that Ron Head has. I look at the income that Rick Ricketts has. I just look at the income that some of our people in our company have. And I just say to everyone here, that's your income if you just keep going. You know, it's just awesome, awesome. You know, I just wanted to give a special thank you to Roland and Michelle Atouris for putting this event on, all of the Jet Set directors. Just what a special time it was. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are blitzing, as you know, blitzing to the convention. And what that means is an all-out effort where you're giving an all-out effort for a short period of time. You know, and what does that mean? What does that mean, giving an all-out effort for a short period of time? I think it really begins, ladies and gentlemen, with identifying who you'd like to become, what you would like to achieve, and one day what you're going to look like. And having that picture of how it's going to be firmly impressed in your mind, and that image is there, and you look at that, and start to gather different images of that, start to cut things out, start to look at things, really connect with where you want to be. And once you realize that this is how it's going to be for you, the how doesn't really even matter. We all know that it's all here. If you read chapter 789, right there in your toolbox, right there on your very own website, the company tells you how to grow the business, exactly what to say. If you listen to the 24-hour hotline, an easy way to let everyone hear about the business and knowing your steps, everything is here for you, folks. Everything is here. So now what do we do? Now how do we get started? Now how do you begin to form your blitz? What I think it is, ladies and gentlemen, is beginning with that daily confession. You know, I just reflect back to the Jet Set Director Academy on the Harvest of Plenty Cruise. And I am a grown man, but I was really moved to tears with superstar director Rolanda White when she talked about how she didn't know exactly what to do, but she did know how to read the confession. She did know how to do that every morning and every evening. And the more she began to confess, the more they began to appear around her and telling her story and facing her adversities and how she's achieved what she's achieved. 78 in her power team, ladies and gentlemen. Only your second or third month in the business. How do you achieve that? By going back to the basics and reading and speaking out loud. You know, I just think about Bob Proctor and some of the things he talked about last night. He talked about just having that firm image in your mind. But once you make a decision that this is how it is going to be, you don't know the power, ladies and gentlemen, that happens when that happens. I want to just pause for a second, bring on the hardest working man I know, ladies and gentlemen, my partner in success, everyone's hero. He's a third level director, wears multiple, that's right, multiple President's Club rings. He's a big time bonus earner. And I want you to please help me welcome to the call Mr. Roland Aturis. Roland, good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, what an awesome time we had last night, man. It was exciting, man. Listen to Bob Proctor and the things that he spoke about, James. And I just think about, man, how we should just expect to be successful. You know, when we go to work and we work real hard, and, you know, we expect to get paid from our job. You know, when we ask God for something and when we, you know, lay down the vision and say, God, man, this is what I plan for my life. And God said, you know what? I will give you the desires of your heart, you know. And when we do so, we should just expect for God, you know, to work it out in our lives, James. And not just expect for God just to make changes, but to change so many lives, you know, this year, because I expect it, James, man. How you doing, good looking?
You know, I'm doing wonderful this morning, Roland. I always just, ever since you spoke it, I've been just, it's resonated with me about having faith that of a spider. You know, a spider spins its web and it does what it can. Then it waits and expects God to do what he can. And, you know, you're right, Roland. I look at the way Coach Turner talked about the mentoring program and how it's designed and how he just said, take this person right here. It was Pat Mitchell from Florida, Pat Mitchell from the Orlando area. He brought her up and said, you are a Coach's Corner member. Now, is there any doubt in your mind that you could take a new, brand new RTA and help them get to the Coach's Corner in 1 year? She said, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm 100% certain. 100% certain. So then he said, okay, well, if you can bring on, well, there's 2,000 Coach's Corners, 2,000, Roland, people in the Coach's Corner, I think a little more than that. But just think, if they each went back and got 10 and help those 10 get there. And then he brought up a first-level director. Is there any doubt in your mind? It was Craig Sweet and Caron March walked straight up there on the stage. Is there any doubt, being a first-level director, that you can help a Coach's Corner member get to director in a year or two? There's no doubt in their mind, 100% certainly they could do that. Then he brought up level 3 director, Roland. Is there any doubt that you could get a first-level director and just mentor them to director 3 level? And is there any doubt that a Circle of Champions person could do the same thing? And Roland, how they have the program designed, if each person would just help their 10 people get to that next level, just 10. Roland, think about that. That's 10,000 millionaires in 10 years, Roland. And just to know that the plan is here, the tools are here. But Roland, there really is. Think about it, man. There's no competition. The competition really is within ourselves. We're the competition. We've got to make sure, Roland, that we do our part by staying plugged in, by continuing to share the business, by continuing every day to do what we know we can do, to do our part, like spinning that web, like that spider. Do our part by staying plugged in and sharing and going and sharing and going. And, Roland, there's no doubt in my mind that everyone on this call can experience the same success that superstar Noah and Linda Matos are experiencing. experiencing right now. There's no doubt in my mind, Roland, that the same success that you're experiencing, the same success that Ron had, that Rick Ricketts, that the coach is experiencing, it's really here for everyone, Roland. Isn't that exciting to think about as we come upon this new blitz of how we're blitzing? Isn't that exciting to know? To know, Roland, that it's waiting there for all of us, and all we have to do is step right into it, Roland. I'm super excited, man. You put those two events together, the Harvest is Plenty Cruise. Man, you've got to be feeling your groove. You've got to be in a rhythm by now, Roland. It's like the third quarter, your shot's dropping. Everything you're touching is turning to gold, man, and now you get to go and blitz to the convention, to that stage. I know you're excited, man.
I'm extremely excited. I just want to let everybody know on this call, man, that the best helping hand that you will ever find is at the end of your own arm. You know, and sometimes you just got to know, I just don't give up, you know. And James, man, you know what? I like to let people know, man, it's not how good you are. You know, because sometimes, man, we get subconscious about ourselves, man, you know what? I'm not sure about this. I can't speak the way they can speak, you know. I don't have the same, you know, the salary or income that they have in this business. You know, I'm new at this, but really, James, it has nothing to do with how good you are in this business. Listen to what I say, guys. It has nothing to do with how good you are in the business, but it has everything to do with how strong you are. If you don't give up, you know, if you keep going, man, the most natural thing in this world, James, when you fall down is to get back up. You know, when a baby's walking around, when he sits and stumbles, he falls, he gets back up, man. When a cat, you know, jumps off a tree and falls, they get back up. It's a natural instinct to get back up. If you just walk around and see a lot of people fall, they just sat there and they laid there. That's not natural. The most natural thing is to get back up. Not everyone is going to see this business. Not everyone. And James, I always share with people. You know, it's three of us in my family. You know, it's me, you know, my brother and my sister. It's just three of us. You know, and I joined YCB and became very successful real quick. You know, and told my sister about the business. She joined, became successful real quick, James. And my brother, James, still have not come to a presentation. My best friend is still not in the business. Successful as I am, as I'm in the magazine, it is still not there. Is that a reason for me to just sit down and pout? Some people don't see it. Some people are afraid to see it. Some people are just not designed to understand it. You know, and when God bless you with something, that's yours. Take it, grab it, believe in it, and run with it, and don't let that go. It's not how good you are. It's how strong you are, James.
No, Roy, it's we were good. And we were strong on that Harvest is Plenty cruise. But there's something special about the Jet Set. There's just something special. We know how to work hard. We know how to help people. We know how to have a good time as well. And when we had such a great time, I remember in the disco. That's right, in the disco. You were there. I was there. And you know, we had one of our directors step up and say, hey, I want to play a few tunes. I want to spin a few songs. And he began to spin that web, just like we talked about. He began to just spin it. And, you know, we had such an incredible time with the Jet Set in the house, Rolling. You know, we have on the call superstar director Devon McCullough. And I just want to thank you, Vaughn, for stepping up on your on the cruise and putting on your business hat and just having a little fun and going to work a little bit and just providing such a great time for all of us there, man. We were all having a good time. You were back there working. I saw Roland drop it a couple times, and it was definitely hot. And we had just a great time, Roland. And Vaughn, thank you from all of us to you, man, for doing what you did there on the cruise. You didn't have to, but boy, we're sure glad that you did. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, James. Thank you so much, Roland. And it was definitely my pleasure. It was my pleasure.
You didn't know that you were going to do what you did, but I'm sure glad you did what you did. Now that you're back, now that you have people on the cruise, now that you had your team on the cruise, now that we had a good time, now that we danced, now that we did all that, and people are stepping off that cruise really excited, and they're back to the everyday, and people are there. Tell me what you're going to do, Vaughn, right now in this blitz. How do you kickstart? You don't need to kickstart. You already have so much momentum going on, but what do you do, and what do you want to say to a person right now coming off that cruise, foaming at the mouth, real excited, spirits real up and ready to go? What do we do?
Well, I mean, first of all, James, I just want to say that really coming off of that cruise, it's I can't even explain it in words. I mean, you got to get some rest first. You would think that a cruise like that, that you would be well rested, but as you said, it just said directors, we always show up, and we knew that it was a working cruise, and we knew that we was there to basically impart to the other RTAs and the people that really want to see us and put a voice, put a face to our voices on the phone, and it was such a pleasure. But now that we're back home and it's time to blitz, it's time to take that 10 people, just like Coach said. That demonstration that he showed you guys last night down in Tampa, I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there. But we also saw that demonstration on the Men of Honor event on the cruise, and it was just simply amazing how he said just a coach's corner person take 10 people, and a first-level director take 10 coach's corner people, and a second-level director, a third-level director, and you're absolutely right, James. It's just amazing how the company has the plan laid out. So that's really the intention, to just us as directors and leaders is just take those 10 people and just pour everything into those 10 people instead of trying to pour everything into hundreds and hundreds. Just focus on that 10 people and just pour everything into them. And if you're a person that's not a director, maybe you're in coach's corner, maybe you almost a director, maybe you just become a power team leader, well, just find one or two people and pour everything into them to make them become just where you are, a power team leader, or in coach's corner. I mean, when we make it over the wall, We always got to throw that rope back, and that's what it's about, James, throwing that rope back.
Man, it was just a wonderful event, Roland. I'm really, really excited, man, and having Von on the call and knowing that here we are at the brink of another blitz. There'll be more power meters, more coaches corner, more $10,000 bonuses, more directors promoted right now in the next 30 days. And there will be, just think about it, at that convention, there's always more promotions going on at that one time of the year than ever. So here we are, Willie. We're strong, and we're good. And now it's just time to do what we know we're ready to do. And tonight, you, Roland, along with Craig Sweet, myself, we've got a conference call. We've got all day to do. We've got to share the business, go to our warm markets, meet some people, shake some hands, smile, tell about what's going on, and build and point and get folks on that call tonight. And I'm excited about it. Vaughn, it's so good having you on the cruise, man. I can feel your spirit from that cruise. Still excited. And Roland, I want to just turn the call over to you. And, you know, before we close the call out, Roland, I've got an opportunity to have just a couple of questions from you to Vaughn, if you don't mind. Now, you know, I just want to paint a picture for everyone here that Roland brought in Rolanda and Gary, and Rolanda and Gary brought in Vaughn and Cheryl, and everybody mentioned is now a director wearing the ring. And, you know, Roland, just hearing Vaughn talk about that example, and I looked at how you're a living example of what that very same thing. But you didn't know it was going to be Roland. You didn't know it was going to be Vaughn and Cheryl. You were just doing your part in sharing. And, Roland, just share a little bit, if you will, right now, about where we all are on this blitz and where we're all going on this blitz. Before you close it out, if you don't mind.
Well, James, I would love to, man. Where we are at right now in this blitz is just to start over, you know, to start fresh, you know. And what we're doing is looking for leaders. And you're right, James. You know, I had no idea that my sister would do the what she did. You know, matter of fact, when I signed her up, man, I thought that, wow, man, you know, the stuff that she's going through right now, you know, it's good for her right now, you know. And I said, man, I'm going to have to help her out and, you know, put people here and put people there and, you know, and be there for her, you know. But she just went in and she took off, you know. And you just never know who your leader's going to be, man. And what you're doing in this business, you're looking for leaders. You're not looking for an RTA. When someone signs, they're an RTA. They have not qualified as a leader, you know, because sometimes we get excited. Oh, I got to sign up, you know, and then our world just stops, and we just wait for that sign up to just take off. But just because you sign them up does not necessarily mean that they're a leader, you know. And to be able to find my sister, to be able to find, you know, Cheryl and Vaughn, and, you know, the leaders that they have become, and Cheryl and Vaughn just did what we did, you know, and they start finding leaders, you know, not RTAs. There's nothing wrong with RTAs, you know, but the business runs with leaders. Sometimes, you know, when we go to church, you know, not everyone serves in a church, you know. You have the people that get there, the first ones to get there, the last one to leave. They're passing out the programs. They're sweeping up when everyone leaves, and, you know, they're counting the money in the bag. They're bringing out the you have people that serve in the church. Then you have people that just show up. You know, I mean, they're not, you know, they're not bad people just because they show up. You know, but that's their role right now until God says, you know, it's time for you to serve. So everyone's not going to pop up and be leaders. So if you sign somebody up, you know, and they're not running fast like you expect them to run, that's fine. You know, you're going to say, I'll send you the information. This is where we're going to be. You run with those who want to run. You walk with those who want to walk. And those who want to stay right there, you say, I'll be right back. And, you know, Vaughn and Cheryl McCullough, man, they just exemplified the natural leader. And Vaughn, you were able to go out and find some leaders, you know, in Althea and Dwayne Thomas and Noah and the Matos and Marsha and Garland Webb, you know. And it really, you know, you just got it started. And they took off, and you just stepped out the way. What did you talk about finding leaders, Vaughn? How was that? And how did God lead you to those leaders?
Well, I mean, God did what he did exactly on that cruise, what he always do. You know, he always show up and he always show out. And, I mean, I always remember what Coach Toomer said. You know, sometimes it's just that one little nugget that sticks with us. And Coach said, you find people that want to work the business. It's very important that they want to work the business, because like Rick has said, you can't push rope, you can't teach a pig to sing. And when somebody wants to work the business, you just guide them in the right direction and they will work it. I always remember what James Pruitt said to us, how bad do you want it? So, you know, you're going to have some people out there that look for instant gratification. They think they're going to plant a money tree today, go out there tomorrow and pick the tree, pick the leaves, but it just don't happen like that. You know, the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. And just finding those leaders. I mean, honestly speaking, Noah Matos and Althea Smith and Marsha Garland Webb, these are people that was looking for something, and I was just able to bring that something to them and point them in the right direction. And James, just to get back to the cruise for a quick second, I did see when the Cape Crusader came in, he landed on the veranda deck. Nobody else saw. And the Cape Crusader, he was definitely a highlight of the cruise. And just to have him just develop a partner on the cruise and Coach, just to see Coach with that hat on and those glasses and that cape, I mean, that is something definitely priceless. But what I really wanted to do on this call was publicly acknowledge Mr. Craig Sweet. And it's not what he told me, it's what he showed me. I mean, what Craig Sweet did on that cruise is just totally amazing. And I will tell you something, that has got to be about the coolest brother that I know. I mean, as hot as it was in Mexico, every time that brother walked past, I felt the cool breeze. So if Craig Sweet is out there listening, I want to just publicly acknowledge you for what you do. Back to you, Roland.
Well, wow, man. You know, Ron, seeing you, man, in the disco, man, and, you know, that's what you used to do for a living, man. You used to, you know, spin records, man, and you used to put a smile on people's faces and know that you were able to do that on the cruise, wearing a ring, you know, just not doing it to get paid, but just doing it because you love to do that, man. And it was just awesome, man. And you're right. The Cape Crusader came down, and Coach and I would tug of war for that cape. And, you know, he wanted it. I said, Coach, you know, take my cape off. I want it. I'll take it off, Roland. You know, but I finally got the cape back, and I took it back home, and, you know, I gave it to my dad, and we went right back, you know, to the backyard, and we buried that cape, you know. And, you know, and my dad, you know, said, you know, what did you do with the cape? I said, Dad, you know, pictures will be out there. But we had a great time on that cruise. And you know what? What I want to do, Vaughn, I want to pass the baton back to you, man. I want you to go ahead and just close this call like you know how to close a call, and just share with someone on this call, you know, who's looking for something and needs something, you know, and you share a little nugget and go ahead and close the call for us.
Well, I like to close the call this way by telling people that never, ever give up. We all are digging for gold. We digging for gold because this is a gold mine. And some people are going to strike gold before others. Doesn't mean that they had a sharper shovel. It doesn't mean that their skills are better. It's just that they're digging and digging and digging. And if you keep digging for gold, you will strike that gold as well. But never, ever give up, because the day that you say you gave up is the day that you cut off all possibilities, and we are all one recruit away from an explosion. On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, on behalf of Roland and Michelle Latouris, and of course Devon and Cheryl McCullough, I just want to say that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. God bless you and have a blessed day.
All right, another powerful morning call, and you know, as the brother said as he was closing out the call, those who's listening, hey, don't give up. No matter what you're going through, there's ups and downs in business, but don't give up. Don't give up. Keep pushing forward. As we push and bliss towards the convention, and you know, I'm just excited about all that's going on in the company, and as you know, they shared some very powerful things this morning about finding and identifying some people, at least, you know, if depending on where you're at in the company as a leader, trying to, you know, at least identify 10 people, pour all you can into them, or you're not that big in the company, at least finding one or two people to pour all you can into them and help them build. It's the teamwork that makes the dream work. We got a couple comments from my co-host, Monticello. Monty, you there?
Hey, Satawa, how you doing, man?
Hey. Fantastic, man. Good morning, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what, the important thing that I'm hearing from these guys is don't give up. And two things. Don't give up and stay plugged in. And see, staying plugged in is so vital to your success, because that is, if you look at let's use this analogy. You look at a body. A body, it can't do anything without blood. Staying plugged in is the lifeblood of your business. If you don't plug in, you're going to dry up and die away. So you've got to plug in. And the other thing, this is not get rich quick. This is a 3 to 4 year plan to become a millionaire. If you want to become a millionaire, it's going to take time. Most people work all their lives to become a millionaire and never, ever get there. Well, we have a chance right here with YTB to become millionaires, but it's not going to happen overnight. We've got to put the time in. You can't give up. You got to keep fighting. And so we've got this 3 to 4 year plan B. I know a lot of people have their plan A in place, working their job 40 hours a week, retired 40 years. Good luck. But we've got a plan B for you. It's called YTB. If you want to seriously become a millionaire and you've got 3 to 4 years to invest working hard to become a millionaire, YTB is for you, Satali.
Yeah, and you know, and one of the things that's important again is that mental mindset and focus, and you know, I remember Art Williams used to have a saying, inch by inch is a cinch. And, I mean, that's what, you know, you have to look at people, you know, out there. You know, yes, some people come in and they explode fast and all of that, but that's because they have already paid the price through all of the other things that they have done. And, you know, we all have to pay a price. Now, the price is different from each one of us. Don't know what, you know, those of you listening out there, what your price is. I have to know what my price is. And we all, you know, we pay the price. And when you're willing to pay that price, things will start to happen for you the way they can happen, you know, within this business framework. And, again, you know, hey, we're glad people tuned in and checked out the morning call and listened to, you know, our comments as we are following in their footsteps to build and go forward. Any closing comments, Monty?
Well, just stay the course. Come on board, stay the course. Work hard. 3 to 4 years, you will be amazed.
All right. Hey, folks, tune in tonight at 7 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio, Home Base Business 101, as we do our YTB Travel Party Show. Tune in, and, you know, and you get your guests, people that have people out there that need to be exposed to the business, and you you know, you don't have a travel party tonight. Well, we do one on the radio here, you know, and you can get people, you know, to tune in and let them participate in our online travel party show, and you know, let us try to help you get those people signed up and focused into the business. till tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take care. God bless. And see you on the call tonight.